Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you haven't seen this face before. Those of you that have come to Cornell for other concerts. Well, my name is Joseph Herman. I'm a director of bands emeritus from Tennessee Technological University in Cookeville, Tennessee. And I'm serving this semester as a sabbatical replacement for Dr. James Spinozola, who is the director of this fine organization, and it's my pleasure. James and I go back quite a ways in terms of our relationship professionally, and I'm just so privileged that he asked me to come and be here in his stead during the course of his sabbatical. This is obviously something that you've discovered as a Russian connection, not a Russian collusion, okay, but a Russian connection in this program that all of these are Russians. I'm not. Most of those on the stage here aren't either. Buddy Deschler, he's not Russian. And the next piece that we're going to do is a little encore to bring Buddy out here. Okay, it's a change of pace, and it's not Russian. Okay, but it is Gershwin. Okay, and it's not in your program. You can look and look and look. It's not there because we wanted to give you this as kind of a party treat. Okay, that Gershwin wrote this piece at a time where we needed to have all kinds of very heartfelt things and love songs. And this one is "Someone to Watch Over Me" by George Gershwin. And it was the lyrics, of course, were written by his very lovely brother, Ira. Okay, and that is actually the case. It is George and Ira Gershwin brothers. He was not a sister, okay? So at any rate, would you welcome back to the stage this wonderful artist that we've had with us for the last few days? Would you welcome back Buddy Deschler?
Thank you. Thank you.